From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Since the TSA was born just over a decade ago, they've cost the American taxpayer somewhere around $80 million. All of that money's been spent on a mission of keeping us safe from the kinds of people who pulled the wool over our eyes on 9/11. Since then, of course, anyone who travels on the airlines realizes it's become torture, at least compared to the pre-9/11 days. But for a moment, I'd like to paraphrase comedian Rodney Dangerfield and suggest that, well, maybe the TSA don't get no respect. And I think they deserve some. When it comes to weapons and airplanes, we Americans seem to have a pretty short memory. Consider this. After screening 638 million airline passengers in 2012, that's about 1.8 million a day, the TSA confiscated 1,556 guns, 80% of which were loaded. The top five airports for grabbing guns? Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Phoenix, Houston, and Fort Lauderdale. So maybe you're thinking these are all simply loaded guns. Guns that law-abiding citizens simply, well, forgot they'd stashed in their pockets or briefcases. I don't think so. Consider the handguns found in potted plants, stuffed animals, and even in carved-out hollows of a book. Or the pistol wrapped in tinfoil hidden inside a DVD player. Did you know the TSA is also grabbing automatic weapons, hand grenades, and even cans of black powder? If these weren't enough to make you say wow, ask yourself this. What were these people planning on doing with all this stuff once the airplane took off? For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.